Okay. Do you want to do the intro that you don't know
how
to do?
Oh, are we doing? Oh, wait. Every time we do this.
It's recording.
Oh, okay. Right,
we're not editing this.
Okay.
Lying, uploading.
All right, we're live. Sup, nerds? That was totally unnecessary because we're already recording. Yeah, I haven't been...
Wrong.
I haven't been here.
Yeah. Hello, everyone.
I guess I'll do the intro.
Welcome to episode 14...
D. 14D.
Of the powerful summer extravaganza, super special prog power...
Raw power. Unedited. Uncut.
Is that what it's called? Does the segment have a name?
We call it
raw power.
It's unedited.
Raw power!
Because you're not editing anything and it's being recorded on phones.
I just posted a picture on the Snapstagram.
Alright.
I don't remember what it's called.
Raw power.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just retweeted the Facebook story on the Snapgram.
I don't actually know how to do that.
We're a little late.
Yeah.
We're a little tired. We're a little in a different city.
Yes.
We are. Where are we?
We are in Chicago because we are going
Chicago.
To be seeing Pumpkin United tomorrow.
This city is really confusing. Can I just say that? So when we first, we were walking around looking for nourishment and we saw all these weird art sculptures. So I posted some art sculptures from Atlanta and they were like, what is this one? This is like crucified babies in a glass dome from our Airbnb.
The Jar of Souls.
And then there was also this fish eating like a car in Atlanta, which represents cars.
Deep.
The car represents the car.
No. This is cars. This is representing the earth saying fuck you to cars for destroying it. Because the car is being eaten, you see. And then I thought we were kind of done with like fucking weird art. But
we
arrive here in Chicago and there's this park and it has this tree that has a hand wrapped around it like a giant dick sticking out of the ground. Excuse my language.
Yeah,
and then
fuck your language, dude.
There is also this other tree sculpture thing, which is a totem of butts.
Yes.
It's like a series of butts. I have posted this to Instagram stories. I'll put them on highlights just because this is funny. And I also caught this really cool action shot of a squirrel.
Yeah.
Look, it's flying.
I'm sure the audience appreciates the audio descriptions of our current Instagram story.
Also, apparently people just park in the middle of the street.
Oh, yeah. It makes no sense. There's people parallel parking like normal people, and then there's people in the middle of the street.
Like in the turn lane.
And they're parked. They're just parked.
Yes.
Unless that's a parking lane and not a turn lane.
Man, this is a wild episode of Raw Power.
Yeah.
So normally we record these at like 3 a.m. after the show. We weren't able to do that yesterday. So we waited until we got to Chicago today. It's like,
and we're just as tired.
It's like 6 p.m. and we're still fucked.
After 4 days of shows for you guys, 2 for me, or more like 1.5 because I actually just can't even.
Yeah.
So
we even played yesterday. I don't even remember.
I will discuss this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess we'll let's just jump into day 4 of Prog Power.
Hey, who was one? Who was first?
Number 1 was Triosphere.
Triosphere.
Right.
Our darlings. We love Triosphere.
Triosphere was great.
They were really good, and the crowd was super into them, like, almost immediately.
I think they are my favorite opener.
Yeah, same. Favorite opener, for sure.
They kicked ass. Oh, we should say who's here.
Let's introduce ourselves.
Yes, we have four gates back.
I'm back. I guess my fucking weird name that I've decided to use is Four Gates and whatever.
That's long been established.
It's been 1 year.
I know, already. I know. It's been 1 year. Why am I still doing this?
Because we're all very tired.
Damn it.
Yeah, so that was part of the experiment for like, okay, every day after Prog Power, we're going to get more and more tired.
Yeah.
And by God, you are getting that experience. Also, so ZF is here, and a few other people. We got Larry Biscuit.
Yeah.
He's here.
He's like lying down. His belly is sticking out. It's a great
sweet
image.
And,
sweet ab, just one ab.
It's an awesome three-pack.
Yeah. And Darko's here.
I am here. I am still in the U.S. having fun.
In real life.
Eating lots of crappy food. It's great.
I still haven't been deported. That's good.
Oh, look, motorcycles. Oh, you guys experiencing my life right now. Recording, and there's motorcycles outside. This is great.
We got Pizza.
Hello.
And we got Ben.
Yay.
So, this is what remains of our group in Chicago. And, back to Prog Power. So, Triosphere, excellent. And they had a special surprise during their show.
There was a moment at the show.
A romantic moment.
Yeah. It was like a little interruption. And they just said that they were dedicating this very special show that they were playing to a lovely couple. And
so they had the guy had something to ask the girl and proposed to her in the middle of Triosphere's set.
Yep.
Their first show in America, and boom, they already got a proposal. That's impressive.
Yeah, that's something for
to
cross off the bucket list.
To have a proposal during your set.
Like you have the honor of providing the setting for power metal proposal.
Power proposal.
Oh my god.
Progposal.
Progposal.
The thing is, they're not prog though. They're more the power side.
They're more power. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a prog power.
Well.
Prog power proposal.
So, that was cool. Everyone cheered. Everyone is happy.
She said yes, by the way.
Yeah, hopefully.
That's good.
Yeah, because everyone was clapping before she replied because
I couldn't even see or hear them. I just was assuming she said yes.
Yeah. Probably, I hope you.
She probably said no.
If you're listening, I hope you are happy.
Yeah. Congrats. To randos.
And don't steal each other's light away.
So sick.
That's where we're at now, guys.
Yeah.
No, that was clever. You're braver than I.
So that was Triosphere, and they were really good.
They were excellent.
It sounded great, and the great performance. They were having fun. We were having fun. And then I think I didn't see anything else.
We split up. So day four was a weird day.
Yeah,
I caught up with us.
I didn't really get to talk about my existential crisis that I just saw Labyrinth live on day three.
Yeah, you're way behind on day three.
I know.
Day three's
because
so few days ago.
You could have hung out with us.
No, but you guys kept staying up till like 4 a.m.
Yeah, because we're dedicated.
Yeah, for the fans.
That's how it works.
Raw power.
But I'm tired.
So are we. You can hear my voice.
I know.
See fucking Larry Biscuit, you know, his biscuits are...
His biscuits are roasted.
They're roasted.
I guess I just can't hang.
Can't hang with the...
No, I can't hang. I just can't.
Anyway, after Triosphere, we were tired. Well, we were tired the whole fucking day. But we went to get food, and we skipped Eclipse's set.
Yeah.
Eclipse, I caught the tail end of them after the food. People told me they were pretty good. I thought the last couple songs were fine.
I saw their set. Yeah. It's just very glammy.
It's not not like your standard prog power fare, I guess.
Yeah. Not bad, but just doesn't really fit in with the vibe.
Yeah. So I will say, while we were getting lunch, we need to shout out this guy.
Hmm.
We went to the Sausalito West Coast grill thing right next to the venue.
West Coast grill thing. I think it just stops at grill.
Yeah. Anyway, this place is fantastic. Yeah. And Ernesto, the owner, is the sweetest man you're ever going to meet. If you ever go to Prog Power, definitely.
Or if you're ever just in Atlanta.
Or if you're in Atlanta.
You're living over there. Chilean Tex-Mex.
Yeah. Get a Ilomito sandwich.
Chilean Tex-Mex.
It's so good.
Everything is great.
I want it again. Can we fly back and grab?
Let's go back to Atlanta.
Yeah, Chicago's weird. Sorry. Shout outs to Chicago residents.
Yeah,
we love you. Your city is interesting.
I was talking to Ernesto. He said, it's like, every year, you know, the people like you with the long hair come here.
The people like you.
People like you. Yeah. And he's like, oh, the people are so nice. I guess we're really nice
and we tip really well.
Metalheads tip well.
That's good.
The bartenders love this thing because they make a shit ton of money.
we're used to spending a shit ton of money on merch, and albums.
Like $30 for a t-shirt? That's a deal.
What a deal. I want a $30 t-shirt.
And Ernesto said he'd been here like 15 years. He said like the first year, I think he was kind of scared of all the metalheads.
Oh, everyone is.
And then he learned that
we're... I'm scared of all the metalheads.
We're nice people.
I'm scared of all of you. You did
very well.
I think that's the largest percentage tip I've done in a while. But yes, Sausalito, Ernesto, cool stuff. Check it out. After lunch and Eclipse was Soen. Most of you guys dipped out.
Oh, yeah. I actually liked them. I just was tired.
I stuck around for most of Soen. I was there with Elefron, who is not with us. He went back to the land of not Rip. Here.
The land of not here.
Yeah.
He died from a prog.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. He got progged out.
He caught Glory Hammer fans, which is not a disease.
He transcended.
So. No, he wasn't at Apollo, though. He wasn't at Sons of Apollo. He couldn't have transcended that much.
No, he couldn't transcend it that much because he caught Glory Hammer fans.
He didn't hear any of the Hammonds.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But Soen, they were progtastic, is how I would describe their
music. Yeah, they're pretty progtastic.
They're good. If you're really into the prog stuff. I kind of wish they did more energy on stage, but I guess that's just, you know.
That's prog.
That's prog if you're not Sons of Apollo.
Their songs aren't super energy.
Yeah.
E.
But
energetic.
Oh, man, this is rough.
Energy E. It makes sense, right?
Yeah, yes,
it does. Takes you.
Okay.
Making better.
Ben, you saw someone, right?
I saw a few of the songs. I mean, I was out on the wings for most of it, but I could hear him. I just didn't go in for too many.
Yeah.
Yeah,
prog.
Super proggy.
Meanwhile, I think we were all drinking beer.
Oh, yeah, meanwhile, at
no,
the
we
same...
Went, at the time, I guess, we were buying.
We were on an adventure to buy
beer. We were on...
No, you were drinking adventure. Beer at that point, because
yeah,
after
we
Soen, I went back, and I helped you guys polish off the beer.
Right. So
yeah.
We hadn't gone on an adventure.
You guys had
yet.
Drank a lot of beer during Soen.
We were trying to finish... We went to back to the house, because we were like, we had so much beer, we have to clear it out of the fridge, and then we... We did our best and we fucking cleaned it out and it was still daylight.
We powered through it. Polished off that beer
and
in an hour
like,
and a half.
We're like, there's no more beer. What do we do? So we walked to the liquor store and got more beer.
Yeah.
We
have too much beer. We gotta finish off. Oh shit, we don't have enough beer.
Oh shit, we overestimated
this. That's exactly what happened. And then we went to Taco Bell.
You guys went to the Taco Bell?
Yeah.
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 Oh, shit.
Yeah, because Taco Bell's good.
It wasn't even fourth meal time yet.
Darko had his first Crunchwrap Supreme.
Oh,
I
nice.
Got my first Crunchwrap Supreme.
And the spicy potato soft taco.
The SPST. All
right, I ate your taco.
Spicy potato soft taco.
Jesus. What is this episode? Let's talk about the music. So we went.
Yeah,
so
see,
flashback to.
We're gonna go back to the fest now.
Yeah. So, I went after having some beers. I'm like, okay, I know Alestorm's gonna go on. I want to see Alestorm, but Ver was up during the time that we were drinking beers, and it's like, oh, I can catch the end of Ver's set. I did not catch the end of Ver's set because I walked back into the venue, and Ben is talking with this with a dude. It was Patrick, the singer from Bloodbound.
The fifth Patrick.
There's a lot of Patricks.
Yeah,
we're gonna get
to
that.
Met like 27 Patricks
and,
this past week.
He was a cool dude. I tried to convince him to do a full playthrough of the Nosferatu album. he wouldn't go for it. He said he loves that album, but they like to focus on their newer stuff. They like to have the simple sing-along songs. And it's like, yeah, and it's like we like to focus on what makes a fun live show. And it's like, yeah. That does.
A fun live show.
But that's a really fucking good album, bro.
That's a fun live show.
And
there's stuff above 90 BPM.
You close.
Wait, can I talk shit? Do people listen to this?
No.
We talk shit anyway.
Yeah. Because we're honest.
Oh, okay.
And we're sure you are all lovely people.
Yeah, these episodes have like 100
downloads.
I mean, I met them.
I don't know how many listens that
they
means.
They can confirm that he's a lovely person because you all met him. That's great. But like, oh my god, I couldn't believe how slow it was.
It was passed at some points.
Yeah, when they played stuff off of Nosferatu.
A lot of the faster stuff was newer.
More dragon stuff.
It's just that they happen to choose like the really chanty stuff.
Mm, yeah. There's a lot of chanty stuff.
In the Name of Metal or whatever that all is.
Metalheads Unite. And,
yeah, like
the metal songs.
It's fun for a little bit, but it was a bit too much.
Yeah, a few fewer slow songs.
There was a lot of crowd participation.
Yeah, we already did the day three stuff that you missed.
Yeah. We're on day four now.
We made an hour and a half of day three.
Okay, well, enough of that shit.
Yeah, and then who else did we meet? Oh, we met the drummer, Daniel, from Twilight Force.
Yeah, who's also the drummer for Bloodbound.
Surprise. He's in those cheesy Swedish power metal bands.
They're not cheesy, they're super serious.
And both of those bands, that was their first time in the U.S. at Prague Power.
Nice. Yeah, we talked to them about that. I guess it's a good way to dip their toes in with the American market. And it's like the one spot they're guaranteed to like get the biggest turnout because it's really expensive and difficult to tour the U.S.
This country is too large.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's too spread out.
So that's why a lot of bands have their first show at Prague Power, which we've noticed, I think, during this show.
Yeah.
And so Ver finished up. I talked to some people who said it was actually very good. I guess the singer is like... amazing.
Annika,
she's super famous.
I wasn't to catch the show, but beer happened.
Yeah.
Yes, beer happened.
You don't even drink beer.
No, but I was with you.
You were osmosing.
Yeah. Secondhand.
Osmosing the beer from everybody else.
Yeah. So after talking to these dudes, I got some more beers, and I went down to the floor to watch Alestorm. Got right up in front. I had my beer in hand, and I was ready. Ben was a couple people behind me. Should I shout out the dude that we were with? Or not?
Neb, or
Connor. Does he listen to us? I don't know.
Probably not.
Anyway. We'll shout out more people later. There's a lot of people to shout out. Alestorm. What a fucking incredible show.
Quick cut.
Oh, we don't cut.
We're not cutting.
This is live. No, what are you doing?
They cut to us.
This is like an anime. It's like an anime. Meanwhile. At the house.
Meanwhile.
At the powerful beer house.
At the powerful mansion. We have a mansion. Yeah. Clearly.
We're singing some more karaoke.
Yeah. We did karaoke with a placebo mic because our karaoke didn't work.
We had the gear, but stuff happened. And
so we just did YouTube karaoke with like a fake mic that it wasn't plugged in.
My goodness, karaoke is tiring.
Yep.
Wow.
It was a lot of fun.
It was fun. We covered a lot of Angra songs, which are obviously very easy to sing. And we're practicing for Halloween. It was good.
Back to the show.
Okay.
Back to Alestorm.
Anime style flashback. Imagine like those really fast lines.
I think Alestorm had the most brutal show of the entire show. Like, there was...
Yeah. Brutal with two Vs.
Yeah, there was...
Wow.
There was moshing, more moshing than any other band. During the start of Captain Morgan's Revenge, there was a fucking wall of death that Chris made everyone do. And, like, every song is, everyone's, like, drunk and super high energy, super into it. There's so much shenanigans at the show, my God.
Synchronized rowing.
And, like, during Hangover, the rap part, there's this dude with a shark mask that comes out. And he does the rap, and then he's, like, pretending to eat the people. It's great. And at the end, they chant Sharky, Sharky, and it's so much fun. They have lots of sing-along songs. A lot of stuff from the new album, which I don't really care about, but it's fun. A lot of fun.
Did they play Fuck with an Anchor?
We're getting to that. Okay. We're getting to that.
That's a talking point.
There's a lot of talking points. During Wenches and Mead, verse and chorus 2, Chris told us to do Wenches and Mead for dogs. So we just did Woof.
Woof.
For all the lyrics for that verse and chorus.
Yeah.
So like woof 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 like that.
It was kind of weird.
It was weird, but that's the power that Chris Bowes has over his audience.
That's the power that he wields.
Oh my gosh. It's a slightly terrifying power. He can command like hundreds of people to bark like dogs.
You know, there's a Lonely Island song that's kind of about like how music can just make people do weird shit.
Oh yeah.
Look up I think it's like Go Kindergarten or something like that. It's a weird video, but it's cool. It's basically that is what Alestorm Live is.
That is what Crispos embodies.
Yes, basically.
A terrifying power.
And what other terrifying powers did he have?
Doshes.
Yes, I'll get to. I think the highlight was the duck.
Okay, that'll be the climax.
It's not the last song though.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the duck.
Okay.
They have a giant inflatable duck on stage, and like after almost every song, people would chant like "ducky, ducky," like cheering for the duck.
It's like their idol, like praising the
golden
duck. What do you call it?
An idol. Oh my god.
Whatever.
And then.
You know what I mean.
Second to last song comes on, Drink. Now, side note, I had been saving a last like 20% of my beer for this song so that when they get to the bridge and they say, drink, drink, I could chug my beer. And it was worth it to say. Anyway.
Warm beer with like nerd vapor.
It was, oh god, it was so smelly, that's so sweaty. In,
it should be. Yeah.
Yes.
That's a real show.
Yeah, it was. It smelled so fucking bad. Everyone was so high energy, so much movement, like moshing to Alestorm.
In 7/8 and 5/4.
Oh yeah,
all kinds of time signatures.
Chris is like, "Who loves songs in 5/8 time signatures?" And I was like, "Yeah, yeah." Oh my god. And so yeah, last song, Drink, or second last song, Drink. They take the duck, this giant inflatable duck. They toss it into the crowd. So the whole song is bouncing around like they do with like a beach ball at a sporting event, and it's insane. It's this giant fucking rubber duck bouncing around this crowd of thousands of crazy people,
sweaty crazy people.
And like if it got too close to the stage, like the roadie dude would just hit it back out. It was insane. And then the scariest moment of the entire show, at the end of it, Chris says, "I want you to kill the duck." And my god, did that duck die.
Fast.
Under 10 seconds, I think. That it was absorbed into the crowd, like the horde of zombies grabbing the person and just like ripping it to shreds.
And shredded the
remains. Smashing it.
I almost got a piece, but not quite.
Oh.
That is so scary.
It's yeah. Scary.
People probably ate it.
I'm pretty sure people were biting it, yes.
Yeah. That is
okay,
so scary.
How do you
break it? With your claws.
Stepping
nails.
On it if there are any nails, I don't know.
That is so
scary. They're blow-up cutlasses. That's how. They can stab it.
Human nature is a terrifying thing.
How are we getting into philosophical questions of human
really
nature during
Alestorm?
This makes me
really afraid of humanity. Because Alestorm represents like the human's desire to follow and worship
and, like,
an
corporate
idol.
Greed and,
yeah.
And, I don't know. What else?
No.
Beans. And,
beans? Beans
yeah.
And corporate greed. We can talk about...
Oh, wow. Chris is pretty dope. He's doing keyboard solos while chugging a beer, his fucking Bud Light. He's Tennessee white trash now. What else was he doing? They had like these like stands for them to like just get up and get super hype on. The dude's wearing a kilt and sandals, doing high kicks during like Magnetic North or something. Crazy. Only band with two keyboardists because they have the Elliot or whatever, and while he's doing guitar,
damn,
crazy stuff. Really fun, really intense show. Ending on "Fucked with an Anchor."
So that's their closing.
That's their
track.
Closer.
The encore, yep.
Yeah, he says like, okay, you know, of all of our audiences, you've been one of them, and we want to tell you how we really feel about you.
That's
and then
amazing.
It goes into "Fucked with an Anchor" with the entire crowd flipping off Chris. It's beautiful.
That sounds great.
And Chris, during like the chorus, like he'll point at the crowd members and look them in the eyes and say, "Fuck you, you're a fucking wanker." He did it to me. I was like the second one.
Oh, you've received the blessing.
Right?
He knew you were. He's like, "You're that fucking asshole from the internet."
If he remembered me from the other night, maybe.
We hung out for like 20-30 minutes.
It was a while,
yeah.
But he, I mean, the dude's probably blasted, and he does this every
true.
Night.
That's true.
So he probably doesn't remember that much. Anyway. This was so much fun. Because even if you love or hate Alestorm, it's a perfect song.
Yeah.
Because
you can be
sing
like,
it.
Fuck you.
You can legitimately be telling Chris, fuck you.
And it'll be okay.
And it's okay. Because everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, he just commanded y'all again, and you didn't even realize it. See, yeah, Chris, dude, is a the subtle mastermind. He's a mastermind.
Manipulations of Chris Bowes.
Yeah.
Is Chris Bowes God? Find out next time.
Thoroughly
powerful.
We'll get him on the podcast one of these days.
Hint, he probably is. He has so much power over the minds of people.
We'll interview God in 2019.
We already interviewed Hansi, though.
Oh.
Hey. Hey. Oh, man. What a crazy show. I am so glad I got to experience that.
And then,
meanwhile...
Yeah, there was somebody else after Railstorm.
Right? Oh, yeah. I don't know. It was something that nobody watched.
Somebody used to be Nightwish. That's the most...
Annette Olsen was there?
Annette Olsen?
Oh.
Shit.
Tari was off wearing massive heels, too. It was kind of crazy looking.
That's
something has to hold up her ego. Like.
Damn! Oh, I'm sure she's actually a lovely person.
Yeah, and
this is just
she
her
actually,
persona.
Sorry, Tarja.
Meanwhile, we were singing Bye Bye Beautiful.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Who is not Tarja?
Oh, we were mirroring the... Oh, that's the hate song for Tarja, right?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Wait, is that legitimate what it's about?
Yeah. Like, the verses don't make any sense, but then you get to the chorus.
Why am I squeezing a bottle? I'm just making a noise. Carry on.
I don't know, I just thought it was too much being edgy.
Carry on. There's a meaning to life. Oh, fuck me.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so...
I guess after Ailstorm, I went to the signing for Triosphere. They were cool people. And then after that, I saw all of, like, 2 minutes of Tarja.
2 minutes? That's a quick show.
Just to say that I have seen Tarja.
Nice.
She is the only person who had a fan like blowing her hair back during the show.
Oh, because it looks cooler.
You gotta get the
style. Always get your fan to get your hair blowing, and you're just like powerful. Just
plus, it keeps you cool on stage. It's gotta be nice.
Yeah.
So you know she's smart.
Makes for good photos too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And she had a cello player.
Ooh,
mm-hmm.
Fancy.
During her signing. Her band was not there. It was just her.
Yeah.
What? That's kind of awkward. Just like,
it's Tarja. It's not Tarja and Friends.
I want
Tarja.
Did you see?
Tarja and Company.
Were there two guitarists on the band or only one?
I didn't check.
You didn't check. You just saw the cello.
Everybody was very tall though. Everybody on that band was really tall.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe that's why she had the heels.
she's also pretty tall too.
Oh, she's tall.
She's tall too. Mm. She wants to be taller than them still.
She always
wears high heels. The band is literally her first name.
I wanted to know
the Tarja band.
Half of Tarja's band is from Argentina.
Oh.
They are, and they play in other bands. And I wasn't sure if they were playing the show or not, but in the end I didn't go.
Yeah.
Because karaoke happened. I'm lifting my thumbs up because it's great and you can't see it. I forget about that.
Yeah, so during Tarja, I mostly just drank beer and talked to people in the thing and then dipped out early to go to the Artmore after party. I guess we should just like shout out all the cool people we met at Prague Power because this was the last day. Did lots of talking to people. That's another huge part of Prague Power is the social experience. Like running into all these people from all these bands, like someone was there, and I think like Manimal or Nocturnal Rites or someone was there. The Triosphere people were just walking around. We went and talked to them some more. We caught Chris Bowes on his way out. He was trying to dip out because he had to go to New Orleans, and we ambushed him a little bit.
Nice.
We can give you some insider information about the ducks. I was curious, do they have a new duck for every single show? Because that's a lot of giant. Ducks, where the fuck do you get those? He said they have 5 that they brought to the States, and they're going to toss them out at the good shows. He didn't say what qualifies as a good show, but we are one of them.
So do they decide if a show is going to be good prior to duck deployment?
I'm guessing it's either like size or like prestige of the city, or if it's just like the crowd is like insane, extra insane.
I bet it'd be based on how the crowd is.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Otherwise, they just leave the duck on the stage as an idol to worship.
I think so.
They do not unleash it upon the people.
Yeah, we told Christopher from Reddit, and he called us internet nerds, and we're like, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Anyway, so who all do we meet? We've met a lot of people. Shoutouts to all of the Patricks. There were a lot of them.
All 15 of them.
Yeah.
One of them in particular was a big fan of ours. Travis and him, and it was his birthday. Happy birthday, Patrick.
Happy birthday,
Patrick. Happy birthday. We have a listener. That's fucking insane.
So at the Artmore, like, he was telling people that I'm famous.
You're famous!
It was so amazing.
Wow.
I'm going to tell my mom about that. She's going to be so proud. Shout-outs to, like, the five Stephanies that I met.
Nice. If you forget someone's name, just say Patrick or Stephanie.
That, those are the safest choices.
And right. Stephanie's baby got blessed by both Patrick from Bloodbound and Urban.
Yes. Nice. We met Urban Breed.
Yeah.
He was just chilling.
Urban was there.
And who else did we meet? Neb and Jen were lovely people. I think I met a Sasha or a Samantha or both. Caleb and Sarah and Michelle and Keith.
Gonzo.
And Raphael and Jay.
You have really good memory.
I was drunk for all this too, by the way.
I think your memory improves when you are drunk.
No.
Okay.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
I know I'm the person from Ecuador whose name I don't remember. I'm still rambling at this point. Oh, and Jeremy from Helion Prime. We ran to him a few times. Real cool guy.
And Ty from Lords of the Trident.
Ty from Lords of the Trident.
I ran into Jacob from Viathan a couple times.
I had Jacob from Viathan.
We met Ernie from Theocracy.
Ernie from Theocracy. Some rando bands that I'm going to have to listen to once I'm not exhausted and at home from rando people from the show.
Oh, and James, he had his, like, symphonic death metal band he was pushing. I don't remember the name. I wrote it down. I don't want to fuck with my phone to get the name of that. It was, like, Scythia, I think? Something like that. Start with an S.
Yeah, I was going to listen to these bands. Aquilus Grecius.
Are these the bands people plugged?
Yeah. Unity, that was Alfonso, the super guy.
Oh, yeah, Alfonso, yeah.
He's in Unity.
This one?
Inner Siege, which is, I think, Jacob's second band?
Spectria, that's it, yeah. Spectria.
He
says they have a demo song that's shitty out, and they're gonna have a better one soon.
Yeah. Vison, Inner Siege, I think Ravenous is actually Jacob's second band. And it's an EH, whatever the hell that is. And then also, we met Eric from Fierce Atmospheres.
Yeah, he gave us his card, and we plugged the podcast with him. Lots of plugging, powerful guys.
Lots of business going on.
Fierce Atmospheres.
Greasing those palms.
.net if you want to check them out.
If only we had business cards.
I don't know if they're good or not yet, but, you know.
He said you'd send us an album if we emailed him.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
You know. We'll listen to it and talk about it more in depth later. And he was chill if we, like, poop on it.
Oh, so great.
If we don't like it, we'll talk about it anyway.
Who else did we meet? Met Shay, met Heather.
Damn.
I know I'm missing a couple others.
You're so social.
Shay is Urban's wife.
Yes. Urban is Shay's husband.
Wow! Is that how it works?
That's what I told her last night. Elizabeth, she was very nice.
There are a lot.
Yeah, I met a lot of people.
You guys are so social.
Man.
So this is...
like one night I actually could have talked to people.
Yeah, this was the night to be social.
This is my third Prog Power, and I feel like I've talked to zero people.
Like, I'm gonna...
I think you have to, like, try not to talk to people.
Yeah, because it's so easy.
And I'm really good at not talking to people.
That's true.
Yeah, high five, high five. Yeah.
Yeah,
I see people and I just, like, fucking bolt. I'm just like, I can't. Bye.
All the alcohol helps, and it's just... That's the general vibe of Prog Power, is everyone's so nice. Like, I was talking to one of the guys from Bloodbound, and he said, like, oh, the thing that surprised him about the Americans is just how, like, polite and nice they are. And I'm like, well, it's because you're at Prog Power.
Yeah.
Oh, just it's just here.
It's the
anywhere
metal
else?
Fans.
It's metal fans.
It's metal fans, not
like we told Ernesto.
Yeah.
I'm running out of names. I think I know I've missed some, but I've hit a lot.
You remember?
That was very impressive.
Yeah, I don't do names.
I would just call everyone Patrick.
yeah.
Well, you've got about 20% chance of me.
Patrick or Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
And so
for
now on,
you are Patrick and or Stephanie.
All right.
And there was a Jennifer in there, I think. And was there like a... There was one more, like, J name. That's the Asian guy. I don't know. It was like... Jerry, maybe?
John Wayne.
It wasn't John Wayne. I don't think I met any Johns.
Oh, that's Stephanie's husband, Frank.
And who's that other guy that we're talking to with Neb? I asked him his name, like, Sean. That was it. Sean. Yeah, can't forget Sean. Basically, so many people are just like, okay, this is my first prog power, and now I've got to go back next year so I can meet all these people again. Everyone's so nice.
Maybe in my fourth prog power, I'll talk to a person.
Well, next year.
You just have to stand beside Larry.
Yeah. I tried. I went out
with me and Zelda.
I went out on day 3. I just got overwhelmed and covered in smoke, and then we peaced out.
We ran.
We were like, nope. It's
one big family reunion a year with metal. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, when they bolted, they like dragged me with them every time.
It's hard to describe it. You have to experience it.
Yeah, like
I know last year when I was trying to convince you guys, like, yeah. trust me, it's so much more than just the music.
Yeah. It was way more.
It is so much more than just the music. And the music is great. Like, we've talked about the music for literally hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, all the live recordings that I missed. Yeah. I had no one to process it with. I was just, like, the hotel room,
this
like,
is our
pacing.
Decompression. At the end of every day, we could process everything.
Yeah, I was just pacing and talking to myself because, I mean, I dragged my fiancé to this, so he's not a metal person. So he's like, what are you talking about?
What was his favorite show, did he tell you?
Labyrinth. He loved Labyrinth. And Triosphere. And Persephone.
He's got.
Yeah.
He's got good taste.
Yeah. I think he osmosed it from me.
That's fair.
Yeah, I have to tell the podcast about when. Well, I like to listen to Sabotage at home, and he was like listening. He was like, "Oh, I like this," and then on his own, he went to try to find Sabotage. He listened to Sabaton's entire discography. I caught him listening to Sabaton Heroes, and I was like, "What are you doing? Are you okay?" And he's like, "Wait, it's not what it looks like. I was looking for that band you were playing in the car," and I was like, "Sabotage? Oh my god, you spelled it. You got the bands mixed up.
Sabotage, Sabaton." They are similar sounds.
It was adorable. But yeah, I was like, I thought I taught you better than this. I'm just kidding. I love you, Sabaton fans. Y'all are great people. Good energy. Great marching and going and like chanting skills.
All right. Well, what was everyone's favorite thing from Prog Power?
Sons of Football.
You like the 30 minutes of progging per band member?
Yes. All of every progging. Single. From everyone, from this, well, it was a masterclass on just prog rock.
It was just like ultra prog, like very slow text.
Great next year.
Great showmanship, great musicianship, great sound, great interaction. The surprise, Larry Biscuit singing Van Halen.
It was amazing.
It was just.
If any one of our 5 listeners has a picture of the guy in the Demon Bitch shirt, it's just a white shirt.
Oh yeah,
white shirt. I was the third singer in that. If anyone has a picture, shoot it our way.
You're in Sons of Apollo.
Yeah, I'm ex.
Larry
Sons
Biscuit
of
is ex Sons of Apollo. Yeah.
Lots of hashtag Van Halen cover.
I'm surprised. Well, actually, I'm not too surprised. No one said hi to us in our Demon Bitch shirts because we don't have any listeners.
The Instagram people must not have been there.
No.
Different crowds.
Album of the year. Anyway.
Right. Larry, what was your favorite?
I never got to meet Patrick. Probably Angra.
Because I ran away.
Probably Angra.
I really enjoyed Bloodbound and Manimal and Triester as well.
All solid choices. Pizzar.
Seeing that Jetty Panzer's coming next year.
Yes!
I was going to say, who next are you most excited about?
We screamed and jumped up and down and did like the high five thing.
Jesus Christ.
It was ridiculous.
But band-wise, probably Apollo.
Fair.
It was really good.
Yeah, I think my favorite was maybe Apollo. Honestly, maybe Ailstorm, because I was so insane.
No, it was definitely Ailstorm. Don't kid yourself.
It's definitely Ailstorm.
That was the most fun.
I think that was the most fun.
Yeah.
The most impressive show was Sons of Apollo or Angra. most fun was Elstorm.
Yeah, they, but because Elstorm had the crowd.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the thing. That's what was missing from the other.
Yeah.
Don't even bother asking for
it. Yeah,
oh my gosh.
Biggest surprise for me was Persephone.
Persephone was so good. I was like, I'm going to front. And you guys were like, I think we'll just sit out in the stands. I was like, I don't care. I'm going to front by. So then you guys somehow followed me. And mm-hmm. that was a good choice.
Yeah. So we'll humor you. What was your favorite?
Me?
Yeah.
That's a dumb question.
Labyrinth. Duh.
Yeah.
That's why I said I'm humoring you.
It was like a spiritual experience because I am not religious. But man, that was
sounds like
that was know. Better than I am not. No.
Sounds like you're worshiping.
It was just a show that I enjoyed, okay, y'all?
No, it's the true one.
I really wanted them to play other stuff other than the album, but you know, they were like the middle band and like a festival. So you take what you can get. But yeah, I also got to meet Olaf Thorsen, and I didn't know what to say, so we just shook hands, and I was like, I forgot what I said. I just muttered, the guitarist guy, I just muttered something, like, thanks for coming. I think he didn't really speak English that well, but I'm pretty sure he understood that. And
probably
then I, like,
you weren't speaking
and then
English,
I, and then,
I like,
the music, the... Yeah, that's kind of what I sound like, unedited.
Rob.
And then I sort of wanted a selfie, but I was like, I can't do this. And then I just, like, fucking ran.
We got selfies with Crispos and Ida Howland. Like, you
yeah,
can just do it.
But yeah, but I'm really bad at human interaction. You have to understand. You don't understand.
And Ben, what was your favorite? I think I have a guess.
Well, overall,
mm-hmm.
Bloodbound.
Yes.
But I did have a shit ton of fun at Alestorm. And I think Glory Hammer was solid.
Yeah, those are both just so much fun.
Glory Hammer, if Glory Hammer had the crowd that probably Alestorm had, it would have been way better.
Yeah, being not the second band of the entire festival.
Yeah,
because there was like it was half empty.
Glory Hammer was day one.
They were super early. It's like there were no people at all.
Oh,
barely.
I thought there would be a lot of...
Compared to what the late...
Alestorm was fucking packed as hell. Day four, end of the show, no one cares about Taria. Yeah, I talked to so many people who were like, yeah, didn't really care to see Taria. It's so weird after Alestorm.
That is a little odd.
Even
it's
more,
like every time that Sabaton is open, Nightwish.
Yeah. More shots to fire. She apparently had Over the Hills and Far Away on her like paper set list as an encore. Didn't play it.
What?
Probably because the crowd just started leaving and it wasn't worth it.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so sad.
That is the one song I probably would have wanted to hear.
Yeah.
But I... So I didn't miss anything.
That's so sad.
It's fine.
I wasn't even there. Because we were at the house.
We did a
piano cover of... X-Japan's Endless Rain, and none of us knew the words, so we just made up
there's
words.
There's a little rap breakdown in the middle of it.
Yeah, it was a Larry rap breakdown in the middle of
Endless Rain. And then after that, we had a stretching session, impromptu yoga, sesh.
What the fuck do you guys do when you're drunk?
Having fun, that's what we were doing.
We were having fun.
Really funny.
Everyone's having
that
fun.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Well... And like I said, what's everyone's band looking forward to most next year, starting with Ben?
Oh, man.
Oh, look at you and your real questions.
I'm taking these.
You're good at this.
I'm stealing your host job. Stealing your host job,
between
Seventh
Wonder and Windrose.
Good choices?
I don't know if I can attend next year, but it'd be great to catch Demons and Wizards and Seventh Wonder
and Galnerius.
And Galnerius, like,
right?
Why is not Galnerius the headliner for like the 1, 2, 3, and 4?
Fucking evergreen.
Every show ever.
I really want to catch Galnerius if I can make it, or just send them to South America, please. Galnerius, you know you have fans here. You play Mexico,
Just
keep
go a little further south, you know, a little bit.
The gravity will do the work. You just go down. And Larry, what about you?
Toss up between Demons and Wizards and Galnerius.
I am the exact same. Like, Galnerius is so hyped that they're actually going to play, and Demons and Wizards is Hansi. That was the more yeah. about
your bud Hansi.
My boy.
Your boy.
So. New, probably new Demons and Wizards. It's not going to have their dumb studio production that I don't like. It's going to be live. It's going to be great. Vitor, I wonder who you're most looking forward to.
Jag Pans is definitely the number one.
Yes. But,
Demons and Wizards, Barren Earth, and then hopefully getting Hansi to sign the bootleg.
Oh,
the bootleg!
Yeah. Bootleg is actually really nice.
Oh yeah,
we
listened
found
to
a
it.
CD player.
We listened to the bootleg.
Oh my
and
gosh!
It's actually true live.
1995 Hansi sounds fantastic.
It's
good
an
job.
Audience recording, but it's a really good one. And then the three acoustic
yeah,
tracks at
the
end are amazing.
They're great. They sound great. And they're just
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good find.
Yeah, that's a jackpot right there. That's a great find. Yeah.
That signing session line is going to be so long.
Yeah. The Demons
yeah.
and Wizards.
Gonna,
you have to camp out.
Gonna
you're
going to
have
sign the blank.
Yeah. Yeah, the booklet. Oh my God, it was so funny when you got the bootleg. He was like, let's see what's in this booklet. And it was like completely blank. Yeah.
And I'm assuming your favorite band is Ordin Oggan.
What? What? How dare you? Just kidding.
Ordin Oggan feet.
No, Sub-Signal.
Oh, yeah, Sub-Signal, definitely. That's totally my favorite. My
Someone
God.
Was telling me that they really like Sub-Signal, they're really good. I don't remember who it was.
Who?
You know,
Someone at the Artmore.
I think people are going to be pleased that...
Might have been Lee.
I think they
Oh, Lee, did we shout out Lee?
They tried to do a diverse choices of bands.
So we missed Lee. Gotta get Lee. And
that's the biggest shout out.
And Andrew. Andrew was really sick.
Uncle Lee and Andrew.
Uncle Lee and Andrew. Andrew's been around since Prog Power 2.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn. And the other Ben.
That was back
other
in like Chicago or something, right?
And other Ben.
It used to be here.
It used to be in Chicago, right?
Prog Power 1 was Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
It was a different setup, too. It wasn't like the whole 4-day thing.
Yeah, this is then like real Prog Power was Prog Power 2. And that was in Atlanta at Center Stage.
Mm, okay.
I learned history this week.
It's good.
Anyway, I'm Seventh Wonder. It's gonna be sick.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll attend all 4 days because I have a very low.
You got 4 gates. You got 4 days. You can.
I have
for each day.
I have a very low energy tolerance, but I really want to see Secret Sphere because I am a cheesy piece of shit, and I also and Galnerius because. I don't know when they'll ever touch
never.
This continent
never.
Ever again.
Never.
But those
never,
are days
never.
One and two.
The one night only
I don't know
show.
If I can do it.
You
but
can...
I also cannot, absolutely cannot miss Jagdpanzer. And
so it sounds like you're going to all 4 days.
Yeah, all
and
4 days.
And Seventh One is on the third
Easy.
Day.
You heard
Why do
first.
They do this to me? Why did they do this to me? Why did they make me go to so many
Come
outside
on. You can
events?
Do it. Because they're trying to make money.
Outside. I know. They were like, oh, let's take everything that... is really awesome and like spread it out among four
well,
days.
Oh yeah, that's
because
you gotta pay for those plane tickets for the band.
Yeah. All right.
Well, do we have anything else we need to say about Prog Power? I very much enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a recommended experience,
yeah.
Not just for the bands, but for just the all the people there and how everybody's friendly and you can talk to a lot of people and. It's like so much fun, and Atlanta is a nice place to hang out around. You can get a good sandwich at what was it, Eduardo?
Sausalito.
Yeah.
Ernesto. Yeah.
Ernesto. I'm bad with names, even if they are the regular names I'm used to.
The neighborhood is just. This is a really easy festival. I fucking hate festivals. But
Midtown Atlanta was like very chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we were able to walk to LA Fitness like twice. I think I went to the gym more than I went to, like, I don't know, do other things.
The venue is really cool because you get a small, smallish venue.
It has AC.
With AC and big name bands, and it's a really nice experience.
Yeah, there's no way you can get up close to most of these bands at, like, non-Prog Power.
So I'd say if you live in the U.S., you should.
Or if you don't.
You like. Oh, kind of. Well, yeah, depending where, but. If you live in the U.S. and you never get to see all these bands because they don't tour your town or whatever,
this is your, like,
get to Prog Power.
Or don't, because there's only like 1,200 tickets, and I want one.
Yeah. That's true.
Gotta keep it exclusive.
Sell out
very
fast. They sell out very fast. Quickly.
It's still a small.
But it's not like a you gotta click and refresh like insanely.
You just have to do it within the first within 20 minutes or something like that. Yeah. Like it was for days 3 and 4 usually.
Yeah, 1 and 2 take a while to sell out.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1 and 2 they sold out like a week before.
Yeah.
Happened.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
They're like, guys, we have 8 tickets. Guys, we have no more tickets.
That was fast.
Well, I think that's going to wrap up the Prague Power discussions. We've got technically one more show to get
to. We're
going
to go see Halloween tomorrow.
One more Raw Power.
One more Raw Power.
Yeah. The Pumpkins United.
The Pumpkins are still united.
They are still united.
After a year.
And they'll still be united for... Another
and they're uniting release. To make an album.
They are making an album.
That is so wild.
Yeah. You know, and a live release.
And the live DVD. Oh,
maybe the Pumpkins will just remain united forever.
That'd be great.
We could drop like some of the news that we had maybe managed to ring out of bands.
Are we allowed to? Are we in trouble?
They wouldn't have told us if it wasn't a secret.
I don't know.
But we didn't
tell them that we were like
true.
But no one's gonna listen to this, so it's okay.
Did anyone comment hashtag I made it this deep yesterday? I don't think anyone did.
What?
Yeah, remember we were like an hour and a half into episode 3 of Raw Power. And
oh right, and to know if they listen
if
to
anyone
the whole
had
thing.
Listened that far, it's on the comment.
Yeah.
So
where would they leave a comment though?
Facebook or YouTube or Reddit. Literally anywhere that you want to.
Yeah.
We have so much random shit on our Instagram right now.
Yeah.
There.
So, let me just plug our social media because this is a real podcast episode, even though no one's going to listen to this. Find us on Instagram at Powerful Podcast. We've posted a bunch of weird shit. And we've also posted our logo made by beer and Coke cans. Which we are
that's
very
the,
proud of.
That's the real
of.
Highlight.
Yeah, this is the real highlight of this trip.
That came out of the we need to finish the beer.
This is the we need to finish the beer like session, and then we're like, oh shit, we drank all the beer, and the sun is still out. Yeah, this is very poorly timed.
Well, everyone, stay powerful. My voice has not really managed to do follow its own advice, but I tried.
We have to see Halloween tomorrow, so you're gonna have to rest your voice.
Yeah. We're taking it easy today.
All right, Powerful signing out.
Raw Power.
Raw Power.
Raw Power.